Blog Talk Radio.
Cover this radio broadcast, because ain't nobody mad but the devil. We come to serve him notice today because we know who we are and who we serve today. Amen, amen. If you woke up this morning and you did not give God praise, give him the honor and the glory, you are to shout today thanking him for waking you up this morning, clothed in your right mind, because men did not wake up this morning. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. You all know we start this broadcast off with prayer. I am your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by our late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. Amen. And we will continue this legacy of hers. I tell you, I just thanking God right now because everything that the enemy meant for our bad, he is turning it around for our good. So let's draw our minds in, getting that set place with God. If you have your prayer list, you know, let us all touch and agree, for we are our brothers and sisters keepers, and we stand together. We are praying one for another. Amen. So get your prayer list, and we will touch and agree with your prayer list as well. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we're giving you praise that is due unto your holy name, Lord, knowing that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it today, knowing that there is nothing that happened to us today that the God in us cannot handle, Lord. We say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come holding, Lord Father, prayer lists before you, Lord Father, I ask you right now, Lord Father, Father, for your forgiveness, Lord Father. Father, for those that we're praying for, Lord Father, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as we are just to you are just to forgive us, Lord Father, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord Father. We thank you for being merciful. We thank you, Lord Father, for being loving, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for being so mindful of us, Lord. Now, Heavenly Father, as we lay our hands, Lord Father, upon our prayer lists, Lord Father, Father, you know each and every person, name by name, O God, and what they're in need of. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, Lord. Some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, we thanking you right now, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for the prayers that you have already answered, Lord, Father, the prayers that you're answering as we pray, Lord, and about to answer, Lord. Father, we take you not for granted, Lord, Father. We thank you, O God, for hearing the prayers of the righteous this day, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Ty, Lord, Father, and his other siblings, Lord, Father, that lost their mom last night, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you, O God, to give that family peace, Lord. We ask you to give them strength, Lord, Father, and comfort right now, Lord, Father, for you say you will not leave us comfortless, Lord. So, Father, as we hold that family in prayer right now, Lord, Father, Father, we thanking you for comforting their hearts. Give them the joy and peace that they need, Lord, Father, in the loss of their mom, Lord, Father. Father, you say you will be a mother to the motherless and a father to the fatherless, Lord, Father. So we thank you, Lord, Father. We thank you, O God, for just being there for them right now, Lord. And all those right now, O God, Father, that has lost loved ones, Lord, Father, whether it be by a sickness, O God, or, Father, by whatever means necessary, Father, whatever it is that occurred, the loss of that person's life, Lord Father. We ask you, O God, to touch, Lord Father, those that are dealing with the loss, Lord. And Father, if they do not know you as their Lord and Savior, O God, we ask you this day, Lord Father, not to forget about them, Lord. Let them not leave this earth and go into a Christless grave, O Lord. But Father, that they will repent, Lord Father, change, Lord Father, and invite you, O God, into their hearts right now, Lord Father. Father, we're giving you honor, we're giving you glory, and we're giving you praise this day, O God. Father, we hold before you Sharon, Lord Father. Father, as we pray right now, Lord Father, for the pain in her stomach, Lord Father, we come against it right now In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over her, Lord Father. Father, you say, by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father, and we hold in right now, Lord Father, sharing before you, Lord Father. Touch that pain right now. Dry it up from the root cause in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we're touching and agreeing with her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Touch, oh God. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Bobby right now, oh God, that have prostate cancer, oh God. Father, all those that have cancer, Lord Father. Kathleen Warren, Lord Father, has breast cancer, Lord Father. Jerome, Lord Father, has cancer right now. We have another Bobby right now, oh God, have cancer, Lord Father. Father, we have the Amalette right now, Lord Father, that have cancer, Lord Father. Father, as we hold them right now, Lord Father, Father Bobby that has throat cancer, oh God, as we hold all these people before you, oh God, that have cancer, Lord Father. We ask you right now, Lord Father, to dry it up from the root cause right now. You said, by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father, and healing is the children's bread, oh God. So, Father, we're standing, oh God, on your word right now, Lord Father, for their healing right now. We know that you're just. We know that you're merciful, and we know, oh God, that nothing is too hard for you, oh God. So, Father, touch them right now, Lord. Touch them in a mighty and a special way. Give them strength, Lord Father, where they need that strength. Some are going through chemo, Lord Father. We speak strength to them, Lord Father. Some are about to go through surgeries to have the cancer removed, Lord Father. And right now, Lord Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over every doctor, Lord, every nurse, everyone that will be right now in that room with them, Lord Father. And Father, we ask you, oh God, to guide their hands right now, Lord Father. Father, we're trusting you and your word right now, oh God. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Nisha DeVore right now, Lord Father, whose husband has passed away, Lord Father. We hold before you Larry Altman, Lord Father, also, Lord Father, that passed away. We hold his family, oh God, before you, Lord Father. Father, we ask you, oh God, to touch their families, oh God. Give them the strength, Lord Father, the peace, oh God, Lord Father, your people need you right now, oh God. Father, you rise up right now, oh God, and you be that husband that they need, Lord Father, that provider, oh God, that they need, that comforter, oh God, that they need, Lord Father, for we know that you will be whatever it is that we need, Lord Father, if we can trust and believe in you and call upon you in this time, Lord Father. Let us not forget, Lord Father, where our help comes from, Lord. So, Father, we're thanking you for hearing the prayers today, Lord. Father, as we're touching, Lord, Father, and agreeing with them, Lord. Father, as we're holding them before you, Lord, Father. Father, we know, Lord, Father, to be absent from the body, Lord, Father, is to be present with you, Lord, Father. But, Father, we are human, Lord, Father, and we always look, Father, for that human touch right now, Lord, Father, for our loved ones, Lord, Father. So, Father, forgive us, Lord, Father. And just give us the strength that we need right now, Lord Father. Father, we know that you can do it, oh God. We know that you can do it, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Andy and Eddie right now, Lord Father, as we're praying right now, oh God, for their salvation, Lord Father. Father, they need you right now, Lord, as we cancel the assignment of the enemy, Lord Father. And Father, we ask you right now, Lord Father, to see the blood covering them, Lord Father. They know their upbringing, Lord Father. So, Father, see the blood, Lord Father. See the blood covering them, Lord Father. Shield and protect them, Lord Father. Father, draw them right now, Lord Father. Allow someone, Lord Father, to just speak to them, Lord Father. Father, let that man rise up right now, Lord Father. Father, that will encourage them more, Lord Father. Father, to come on to you, Lord Father. Father, and run for you like never before, oh God. Father, we are praying, oh God, there is so much senseless killing that is going on, Lord Father, in these nations, Lord Father. Father, you have children killing children, Lord Father. And we know, oh God, that the enemy is running rampage right now, but we're here to serve him notice and tell him right now the blood of Jesus is against him right now in the name of Jesus. He have no power. He have no authority. We are taking our nations back. We are taking our families back right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thanking you right now for every prayer list, oh God, that is held before you, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for everyone, oh God, that upon that prayer list, Lord Father, that was sick, Lord Father, and I say was sick, Lord Father, because I'm standing on your word, oh God, for your healing virtue right now, Lord Father. Those right now, Lord Father, that are planning on committing suicide, we cancel that assignment right now in the name of Jesus. We cancel premature death right now in the name of Jesus, and we speak life and that more abundantly, that you shall live and not die and declare the words of the Lord amongst the land of the living. Your assignment will not be cut off. Your assignment will not be cut off, but you will complete your assignment right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you right now, Lord, the fivefold ministry, oh God. Cover them under the blood right now, Lord. See the blood covering, oh God. See those right now that are holding them up, Lord, Father. Cover them also right now under the blood, Lord, Father. Father, let your intercessors, your prayer warriors, Lord, Father, rise up right now, Lord, Father, and intercede and pray, Lord, Father, like never before, Lord, Father. Let the enemy know not so, not so, not so. We are a child of the Most High God, and we know who our Creator is, Lord. And Father, we thank you and glorifying you this day, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast. Father, we cancel every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this broadcast. Holy Spirit, we speak healing and deliverance amongst the people right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father. Father, for victory right now, Lord Father, prevailing, Lord Father, in all aspects of our lives right now, oh God, as we say, we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. And Father, we thank you, oh God, for this broadcast, Lord. Father, we thank you for the hearts, Lord Father, that will receive this broadcast. We thank you, oh God, for the ears, Lord Father, that will receive this broadcast right now in the name of Jesus, the word coming forth, Lord. And Heavenly Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over Pastor Diana Dungy right now, Lord. And Father, when I say no weapons that is formed against her shall prosper, Lord Father, and every tongue that shall rise up against her in judgment shall be condemned, Lord. Father, we thank you for using her in this time right now, oh God, to bring forth your word. Father, we ask you, oh God, to take her deeper in you like never before, Lord Father. Use her right now, Lord Father, to touch your people, Lord Father. Father, we take it not for granted for every man and woman of God that come upon this broadcast, Lord Father, showing forth your word, your love, Lord Father, your warning, your preparation, Lord Father. So, Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Y'all are to give God praise. You are to give God the glory because he woke you up this morning. He gave you that job. He should be on your lip thanking him for all that he is doing for you, all that he is doing for your loved ones. He is taking you out in this sinful world, shielding and protecting you, dispatching your warring and minister angels that is going before you. Our problem is we do not dispatch our angels to go before us. He gives us angels, and we do not use them. People, use your angels. Use that blood covering to shield and protect you, to shield and protect your loved ones, and teach them how to pray. Teach them how to continue to call upon the name of Jesus. And there is no other name but him right now. Teach them, people. The world needs prayer. The people in this world needs prayer. They need to change their mindsets right now in the name of Jesus. I just thank God for this radio broadcast. I thank God for the people that continue to come on here and listen, listen and take heed to the word of God. We give God all honor, glory, and praise today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. Father, I tell you, distractions, 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 but you will not, not today, not tomorrow, nor no other day shall prevail. Amen. Amen. Let me give you the word for today so that we can bring on this awesome woman of God. Sometimes we're tested not to show our weaknesses, but to discover our strength. Sometimes we're tested not to show our weaknesses, but to discover our strength. Amen. 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 Let me tell you, this speaker, I've known her now several years. I know that I can call on her. Amen, amen. I tell you, it ain't nobody mad but the devil. He is trying so hard to stop this broadcast. He is trying so hard. But, you know, this awesome woman of God, this awesome woman of God that I'm about to present to you, I've been known her for several years now, and I can call on her if I need prayer or if I just need to talk. I tell you, God make no mistakes in nothing that he does, nothing that he ordains. Yes, she is a pastor in God's eye. I don't care what nobody says. She is a pastor in God's eyes. Okay, she's a mother, she's an author. I tell you, she has some books out there, and she will give you her books, how you can get her books. And she also has a radio broadcast as well. She is loving, she is kind, and I call her my sister pastor. Yes, I make it personal, my sister pastor. That's what I call her. And she never hesitates when I'm in need of help, never hesitate and say, I got you. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, prepare your air gates. And I ask you this day to open up your heart and receive the word today as it comes forth from none other than my sister pastor, Pastor Diana Dungey.
Hallelujah. Pastor Dungey, amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Boy, you know, God is always doing what he do. I don't care what the enemy try to do. God is much bigger, much greater than anything that can come against us. I just thank God for God. I thank God for you, my sister, my friend. Minister Benjamin, I call you Minister Diane Benjamin, and that's my name for you. Hallelujah, from the time I met you till now, and it's going to be forever. Hallelujah. Okay. I thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for our late apostle. Every time I get on this broadcast, I expect to hear her voice, so y'all going to have to forgive me for that. I'm just, she's just solid in my heart. And, you know, her birthday was a couple of days ago, so we still celebrating the life, the legacy that she left behind, the legacy that she placed down inside Minister Diane Benjamin. She got her mantle, and I know many of you guys can see as she prays, as she teaches, as she ministers. You can also hear Apostle's voice in her. So God already strategically arranged everything, and I love him how he does it. We may not understand things at the time, but God always has a plan. All he wants us to do is just trust him. While she was praying, I kept hearing, "The fervent, effectual prayers of the righteous availeth much." So I know that the prayers that my sister has prayed for each and every one of you, they are going to avail. They're going to manifest. God said, just keep trusting. Just keep believing. She opened the door pretty much. The Lord didn't bring you this far to leave you. Hallelujah. So I thank God right now for the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart being accessible unto him, my rock and my redeemer. I thank God for this awesome, awesome broadcast. I thank God for my beautiful sister and all of you listeners, Pastor George, Bishop, all those I heard last night on Bible study. Oh, Father, I just thank you how you're bringing this family together like only you can. That no matter what the enemy meant for evil, God always turns it around for the good. We just got to trust him. We got to believe in him. Hallelujah. Father, we trust you today. Even when we can't trace you, we trust you. Your word says in Deuteronomy 31:6 in the NLT, so be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you, and he will neither fail you nor abandon you. So I came today to encourage you this morning. I came here to tell you today that God has brought you a long way, and he's not going to leave you now. Situations that leave us alone and abandoned, they happen all the time. At some point, you may have encountered the words, I'm leaving, I don't love you anymore. You've been terminated from this company. Your daughter was killed in a car accident. Your sister died of a drug overdose. We can't be friends anymore. Your illness is terminal. Your son was killed in active duty. Or even our company is downsizing. Today is your last day. And you keep hearing the words, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Bad news can turn your world upside down and push you into irrational conclusions. Like some people believe that God had abandoned them when situations happen like that, or that God doesn't care. Human nature reaches for a reason, any reason, and for someone to blame. And in our confusion, most people often target God. Yet we have a promise from God that he will never leave us nor forsake us. God is at work in us, in our difficulties, in our situations. Even though trials and challenges will not always be removed from our lives, God is still actively in our life. Hebrews 13:5 is our promise and foundation of the love that God has for us. He says and he promises that I will never leave you nor forsake you. In a world that's constantly changing because of people, because of finances and things around us, God's promise to never leave us is not only encouraging, but it never changes. If you are God's child, here are five reasons why God will never abandon you. One reason is that God desires your fellowship. You are created for fellowship. God is faithful who has called you into fellowship with his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Before sin entered the world in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve were more than just caretakers of God's creation. They were part of that creation, and they enjoyed sweet communion with God in the garden. God didn't change in his desires. Man did. God still wants our fellowship. Furthermore, you were created for his glory. Bring all who claim me as their God, for I have made them for my glory. It was I who created them, he said in Isaiah 43:7. Zephaniah 3:17, he said he even takes delight in you. So one thing that you can realize, that God will never abandon you, that he desires your fellowship. Another reason why you can believe that God will not abandon you, because he has promised to never leave you alone. Many of you, you probably remember the hymn, Never Alone. There was a young woman that was trapped in a thunderstorm that literally shook her whole car on her way home. Her baby was in the back of the old Chevy. She remembered the song that the choir had sang that very day, and she found comfort in the words of that song. Filled with fear, she remembered the conference she and her dad had just left, where the hymn writer, B.B. McKinney, had led the entire assembly in that song. From the car window, she saw the lightning flashing. She heard the thunder roll. But the truth of God's promise in that song, that he would never leave her alone, filled her with so much peace and assurance that day, that God would not abandon her, and that truth gave her comfort. She was able to trust and believe God's word that says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And the Bible is filled with the same faithful promise to you. I will never leave you nor forsake you, Joshua 1:5. For God is saying, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you, Hebrews 13:5. Upon his return to heaven, Jesus vowed the same thing to his grieving disciples. He said, no, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. Not only will I return one day, but in the meantime, he promised us a special gift. He promised his presence through the Holy Spirit to all those who follow him. He said, that's my parting gift to you. Peace. Peace. I don't leave you the way you're used to being left, feeling abandoned or bereft. He said, my spirit is always with you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Another thing that you can believe that God will not abandon you, because his track record is impeccable. God is not a man, so he does not lie. He is not human, so he does not change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried it through? There's a young man, a young believer. He was so excited about God, he would go around spouting God's promises freely. He took God's promises at face value until he hit a few ugly snags. A promised job fell through. His wife had a miscarriage. Their marriage was in crisis. And other things too painful to even mention. What happened to God's promise, he cried. And though he fought the urge to ask why, how many times has that why slipped into your thoughts? But like this young man, you quickly stuff it back into his hiding place. You just didn't want God to think that you didn't trust him. But God knows us. And as years went by, this young man drew closer and closer to God, many times testing his promises only to experience the sheer gentleness and grace of God towards him. He would tell people that he never felt God fussing at him when he was confused. And each time he made a decision to trust God a little more, even though he didn't understand his ways, he said his faith legs grew stronger. So now after 5 decades since he first gave his heart to God, he testifies that he can trace activity in his life and see clearly that God's track record of faithfulness is indisputable. Don't get it twisted, he says. I still fail, and I want to question. But he never gets tired of teaching me more and more about himself. Part of that track record is indeed the fact that God's promises have not failed this young man in his life, including his constant presence with him. So much so that his life message has become, God is faithful. God is faithful is what he says now. Through all that God has taken him through, brought him through. He knows that God is faithful. Another reason why you can believe that God will never leave you nor forsake you, because he says that he loves you and he won't forget about you. He will not bring you this far to leave you, because he loves you and he won't forget about you. He really, really loves you. He loved you before you were even born, even before he made the world. God loved you and chose you in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. Why else would he pursue us in our worst shape and accept you just as you are? Loving you so much that he would send his son to die for you. Now, we can understand someone dying for a person worth dying for, and we can understand how someone good and noble could inspire us to selfless sacrifice. But God put his love on the line for you by offering his son in a sacrificial death while you are of no use whatsoever to him. He still chose his son to die. Even though he seen that you were running around doing this, you didn't even recognize him as Lord or anything else, but he allowed his son to die. When others question God's love, his care for him, or want proof of his love, sometimes you may be at loss to suggest anything. All you can do is point to the cross where Jesus, his son, died willingly for the whole world. With someone who loves that like that, then turn around and abandon the very one he died for? Why would he go to that extent and then just leave you when you need him the most? Even as his children, when we mess up, he's ready to forgive and love us back to him. God does not forget about his children. There's a song written by Pat Barrett and Tony Brown says, God is a good, good father. And when you become his child, you are his child forever. No one can snatch you out of his hand, and he promises you that in John 10:29. Another reason why you can believe that God will not leave you, because he says, I'm not finished with you yet. Sometimes what we interpret as God's abandonment may simply be God placing us back in the oven where we feel the heat of testing for a while. He puts you back in the oven, not trying to fix you or your problems. Strengthen your faith and trust in him. And that's what our minister Benjamin just said earlier on the line. God puts us back in the oven to strengthen our faith and trust in him. God's purposes, his ways, and his thoughts, they're not ours. He knows exactly what he's doing, and while we may not understand, he clearly states one of his intentions in those unexplainable situations. He says these trials are only to test your faith, to see whether or not it is strong and pure. Your faith is being tested as fire tests gold and purifies it, and your faith is far more precious to God than mere gold. So if your faith remains strong after being tried in the test tube of fiery trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day of his return. And like a potter, he plans to keep shaping you to make you more like him. Isn't that amazing? God doesn't give up on us. He just puts us back in the fire. It doesn't feel good sometimes. Doesn't sound good. Doesn't feel like what God promised us. But God knows what he's doing, because his character doesn't change, and he's not finished with any of us. He wants to bring good out of everything that happens to you. Yes, we live in a fallen world. We can read the newspaper, listen to the news, and even experience life trauma ourselves, and at times feel like God has gone AWOL. AWOL, absent without leave. We didn't ask you to leave, Lord. So why were you at? But world hunger, violence, and destruction were not included in God's original design. And one day he will restore everything to a new heaven and a new earth. You will be whole. All of your unanswered questions will either be answered or unnecessary. But until then, one truth we can cling to without a doubt His plans and his character does not include abandonment. God will never forsake those he loves. Many other verses in the Old Testament include similar testaments from God to individuals with the promise to never leave them. Solomon, he promised never to leave him in 1 Chronicles 20:28-20. Excuse me. He promised Jacob never to leave him, 28:15, Genesis 28:15. He promised Joshua several times, Deuteronomy 31:8, Joshua 1:5-9. I will never leave you. I didn't bring you this far to leave you, Isaiah 41:17. I know many of you have read Hebrews 13:5, but there is more to Hebrews 13:5. The full verse is, keep your life free from love of money and become content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. A lot of us skip over the part where it says, keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have, to the verse, I will never leave you nor forsake you. But in a world where we are wired for community, intimacy, and relationships, getting hurt comes with the territory. Some of us get wounded so badly, we turn to stuff and money instead. Heartbreaking moments like this can turn our world upside down, leaving us to pick up the pieces with a big gaping hole of loneliness in the middle of our souls. And why does this happen? Because surely some people feel that having more money in a bank account is a solution. It cannot hurt us. Having a bigger home, designer clothes, or more cars, that's what we need to be happy. But they are so wrong. It's easy to turn from God after someone has wounded your heart. It's easy to fill your life with nice, shiny things to distract you from the loneliness and pain. But what you don't realize is the danger that's lurking around the corner. Let's talk about money, Jesus said in Matthew 6:19-21. He said, do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. God spoke more about money than he did about heaven, hell, sex, marriage, and love. He reminds us in Matthew 19:24 that it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. And again in 1 Timothy 6:10, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pains. So what is Jesus trying to tell us from these passages? He said, if you have money and depend on it, it will kill you. And if you don't have money but crave it, it will kill you. Jesus reminds us in Matthew 6:24 that no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. But you cannot serve both God and money. Money can be dangerous. We are to be stewards of the income God gives us because he is the one who opens the doors for jobs. He opens the doors for raises and promotions. But we have to honor God by ensuring that every penny that he gives us is accounted for and spent, saved, and tithed wisely. When our hearts are off kilter because of some sort of hurt or wound, it's easy to let money take the throne in our hearts instead of Christ. Excuse me. Instead of entrusting our hearts and lives to riches and material goods, which will never fill the gap God put in our hearts, he wants us to turn to him and trust him because he promises that he will never leave you nor forsake you. You may be in the fight of your life. You may be in the fight for other people's life and in the fight of faith. But I know you will not give up. You will not lose hope. You will not lose heart. You will not faint because God is with you and he lives down on the inside of you. He is helping you to stay the course. He is helping you fight the good fight of faith. It's okay to cry, but eventually you will wipe away those tears and let God do what only he can do in your life. Your prayers were heard, and God will answer you. It may look like nothing's happened, but that won't move you. I encourage you today. I encourage you today. Do not give up. Don't lose hope. Don't lose heart. Don't faint. I assure you that God is with you. He's down on the inside of you. That means he's got to be with you. He's hearing your prayers. He says in Jeremiah 33:3 that if you call on me, I will answer you and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not of. So not only are you calling on him, but he's hearing you and then he's answering you by showing you great and mighty things that you know not of. You don't know how God is going to do it, when he's going to do it, but just trust, believe that he's going to do it. There's people all over the world who are standing, praying, and fighting to trust God like you are. People all over the world are resisting the temptation to give up and throw in the towel. They're fighting because they know the God they serve is true and he's faithful. I know the road has not been easy, but it will be worth it in the end if you don't give up. Keep one thing in mind. If you are a living being, you have a purpose of life. Without a goal, there's no point in living. You are the one to decide the use of your life. It can be serving people, earning money, and various other things. But the main point is there is no existence of a purposeless life. That means your life has purpose. God has destined and designed you and ordained you with a purpose. Also, you have to trust in him. He's the one who brought you this far. You have to understand that you're going to face a lot of hurdles to reach this now. Also, know that the difficulties you're facing, you have to believe that there's nobody else that can even bring you through this but God. Trust us when we say that God is watching you. You have to understand that God will never leave you. He's the one who will stay by your side for the rest of your life. No matter what happens, he will never leave you. Galatians 1:4 says, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. It's a given fact that sometimes in life we want to give up. I think everyone has reached that point at one time or another. But it's then when life makes no sense. We want to throw in the towel and call it quits. Quit our job, quit our school, quit our church, quit our business, quit our marriage, even give up on our kids. That's because the burdens, the trials, and the afflictions of life can become so overwhelming that the easiest thing or the thing that requires the least effort that one can humanly think about in the middle of a great test of faith is to give up. But in spite of everything, you cannot give up now. Let this serve today as good news that God did not bring you to this point to leave you. You've come a long way on this journey. You've made it this far, not because of the absence of danger, but by faith and God's presence with you. According to the perfect will of God and the one who gave himself upon the cross for your sins, God will deliver you from this present evil world. He says in Psalm 91 that only with our eyes will we behold some of the things that's going on in this world, but it shall not come nigh our dwelling. I know we see a lot of things on the news. Excuse me. We have people calling us, praying, needing prayer. My son did this. My son happened this daughter. My husband did this. But God will still deliver you. He will keep you if you want to be kept. What you've been going through, I know it's strange, It's some strange times we're living in. There's a tremendous shaking going on every level, and many are falling away through apostasy, while mothers are even weeping for their dying babies. Some mothers taking the life of their babies. However, God begun a good work in you, and most definitely, he promises he will finish the work that he started. The evidence of this can be found in Philippians 1:6, which says, being confident of this, that he who has begun a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Until the day it's time for you to open your eyes in glory, God is going to keep his hands on you. He has promised to create something new at the end of this age. He says, I am creating something new. There it is. Do you see it? Isaiah 43:19. Do you see it? Start seeing what God sees. Start asking God to show you a different picture. Not let you see things that the world is showing you, but Lord, show me what you would have me to see. My friends, while God sees your tears, you need faith to envision a new thing that he's about to do in your life and the life of others around this world. God's not satisfied with the status quo, and he's heartbroken about what's happening with you in this world today. He sees the need for improvement and the need to make your life happier, more joyful, in a way that's pleasing for his purpose and glory unto his name. And you ask, when will that, your change come? God will bring about the change and make everything right when the time is right for him. Meanwhile, remember the good news that God did not bring you this far to leave you. Sounds selfish, I know. Why he want to make it things happen for me when it's right for him? Because he's the Almighty God. He's a God that made heaven and earth. He didn't even have to make us. He didn't even have to breathe life into your body this morning. He didn't have to wake you up. He didn't have to give you ears to hear, eyes to see. He didn't have to put food on your table, clothes on your back. You didn't do any of this yourself. God wants to reassure us in his word that we belong to him. He's in us. To them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery. Christ is in you, the hope of glory. Christ is for you. He wants the best for you. He says in Romans 8:31-32, what then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? God's not going to stop at the cross. That was just the beginning. Christ is with you. He's always near and ready to talk to you. It says in Psalm 145:18 that the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That means don't just call on him when you need something and then put him on the shelf. Call on him when you're sad. Call on him when you're glad. Call on him when you don't know what to do. Call on him when you got that promotion. Thank him for being God and God alone. Because he loves you. He loves you with an unfailing and unconditional love. Galatians 2:20, he says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Do you believe that today? Do you believe that if you were the only one here on earth, that Jesus would still give his life for you? That's how important you are to him. He said if it was just one, he would still lay down his life because he loves you that much. Another thing he wants to let you know today is that he knows about your broken heart. He tells us in Psalm 34:18 that he's close to the brokenhearted and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. God's promises are eternal. Excuse me. And he will provide love, comfort, and courage so each of you can live an abundant life in him and through him. Hebrews 13:6 follows God's promise, but the statement says, Hence, you can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Tell yourself that today. The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? The Lord is my Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? If God be for me, who can be against me? We live in a fallen world where we're bound to get hurt, but God will be there in your time of need. One day he's going to restore everything in a new heaven and a new earth. You will be whole. You won't need stuff or money because you will have all of him, and you'll be living freedom, no pain, no sickness, no family arguments, no division. But until then, you've got to cling to the truth that he's with you, he's for you, and he will never leave you. God will never leave or forsake the one he loves, and that includes each of you. However, you have to make sure that you actually believe in God. You have to make sure that you're not doing any sin, and you must acknowledge that God is the one who is responsible for bringing you this far. He will never leave your side. Yes, you're going to go through some struggles, but at the end of the day, you will have joy and you will not feel alone. Isaiah 41:10 says, do not fear that I am with you. Do not fear because I am with you. Do not be dismayed because I am your God who strives you. I will always help you. I will always support you with the right hand of my justice. The verse starts off by saying, do not be afraid. That means you can overcome fears and fears if your trust is in God. You can have tranquility and peace. Do not fear, says the Lord, because I am with you. This verse reveals that God is willing, he's attentive, and he's present today, tomorrow, and always, even if you don't see him, even if you don't feel him, even if you can't trace him. Worrying about the future, about tomorrow, about the family, about marriage, about work, about the daily food, about the entire system of this world that overwhelms, that traps and emits voices of fear and failure and illness and restlessness, this can all lead you into an abyss of fear. But we were established in a system that wrongly formatted our beliefs. If we listen to the media, if we listen to what other people are saying, we'll find ourselves professing that our gift is on a human carnal source. And it will become difficult for us to place all our trust in an absolutely loving God. We cannot allow the things of this world to cause us to lose faith in God. In the kingdom of God, there's no excuses to faint. There's no excuses to throw in the towel. There's no excuses to leave the past because in God, you have everything. If you have him, you have everything you need. If having everything, you lose him and you have nothing because in him is life. Salvation comes from him. In his word, he says, because I am your God, whoever, this last word clearly shows that God strengthens. If you are tired, if you're exhausted, if you're without strength, God is the rest. It is he who lifts you. It is a beautiful privilege to know that God is always here to help anyone who places their trust in him. Anyone who places all their trust in him. In the word in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, he says, acknowledge me in all of thy ways and I will direct the path. Lean not into your own understanding. but acknowledge me in all of your ways, and I will direct your path. Trust God that he knows what's best for you. Surrender your burdens, your problems, your illness. God is looking for repentant, contrite, and humiliated hearts. For him to work in your life, you must see him as the only source of water that will quench your thirst. To trust God is to rest in him. It's to stop worrying to the extreme. It's to stop thinking about how to solve this or that and to leave it in the hands of God. It is to smile despite everything. It's to look for him despite seeing everything wrong. It's not to stop believing in what he's capable of. It's to see the future with hope, knowing that being in his hands, you are safe. To rest in God is to believe in what you do not see. It's to wait for things to turn out and end well, even though they are going very badly. It's to know that things are not finished and there's still an opportunity. Sustaining in God is telling your mind that you do not believe in what he preaches to me, but in what God has said in his word. So regardless of what anybody else is saying, trust God's word. It is to see with your spiritual eyes beyond what your carnal eyes can see. It's to see the things that do not, they are, that do not that they are as though they were. It's to not go against the current. It's to continue believing. It's trusting in what God is going to do, even though everything around you tells you otherwise. Strengthening yourself in God is having full assurance that whatever happens, you're going to be safe because he's the one who takes care of you and protects you. Therefore, regardless of the answer you receive, your life will be safe in him. Knowing who you have believed in should give you security and confidence that everything will be fine. It's seeing beyond what your human eye sees. It's trusting beyond what your human mind wants you to think. It's listening to the divine voice that whispers to you, to the ear that everything will be fine, that there's nothing to worry about. Before the promise of God, we have to believe him. The word of God is alive today, tomorrow, and forever. In the verse of the prophet Isaiah, God speaks at this time to men who are willing to revive faith and hope, surrender trusting in the God who raises, in the one who heals all diseases, in the one who sustains, who ensures a future full of life and salvation until eternity. God is powerful to change any landscape, any desert, and removes your life the fear that allows you to grow in the kingdom. That's one of the keys to leaving behind all mistrust and unbelief in your life. Be encouraged today in knowing God has a plan and purpose for everything you've been through, and it is all working together for your good and for the good of those who will be blessed by you. Stay the course and keep the faith. Amen. Thank you, my beautiful sister, Minister Diane Benjamin, for trusting with your people today. Thank each and every one of you for coming on to listen. And special thanks to our only true and living God, the God who loves us unconditionally, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He brought us this far in our life, and he promises to not leave us where we are. Father, we thank you for your encouraging our hearts today. Thank you that you didn't bring us this far to leave us. Thank you, Lord God, that you will help us to stay in the fight of faith and help us to trust and believe in your faithfulness and your truth. Help us to grow and draw strength from our relationship with you as we live in these perilous times. Father, we thank you for your word, for your promise that you didn't bring us this far to leave us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I turn it back over to you.
Pastor Dante. We thank you for that awesome word coming forth, knowing how hard the devil fights with this broadcast this morning, because I know that there is someone in this line that needed to hear that word today. someone, whatever device that you were listening on, I know you needed that today, because you know what? I needed it today. And there was times where I was just ready to give up. But God, remembering the word and having others encourage you as well. And when God said he will never leave you nor forsake you, he means exactly that. But just as you pour into us, I will pray over you. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for using Pastor Dungy this morning, O God, to bring forth your word, Lord. We thank you, O God, for the ears that heard the word and the heart that received that word, Lord. And Father, as you have used her to pour into us, Lord, Father, we come now, Lord, Father, asking you, Lord, Father, to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate her right now, Lord, Father. Continue to keep her covered under the blood, Lord. And Father, the word, Lord, Father, that you continue storing inside of her, Lord, Father. Let her continue, Lord, Father, to pour into others as well, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for using her this day, Lord, Father. Guide, protect, shield her this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And I have to say, I did write what you said down. The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid what anyone can do to me. If God be for me, who can be against me? And you all can use that as an affirmation. You can use that as an affirmation throughout your day. You wake up in the morning. You can use that. You are talking to the God in you. You are creating your atmosphere. If you have a question, you have enjoyed the broadcast, you know, today, go ahead and hit that one button and you can speak directly to Pastor Dungy. We thank Pastor Dungy for her time and that she finds it not robbery to be on this broadcast this morning. So you may be in need of prayer or, you know, whatever. Go ahead and hit that one. I don't know your need unless you say what you're in need of. And Pastor Dungy also has her broadcast on every Thursday. And I will go ahead and let Pastor Dungy give you all that information as well as how to get her books, because she has several books out there and they're interesting reading. Pastor Dungy.
Praise God. Excuse me. Well, my broadcast, not my broadcast, but the Lord's broadcast that he has given me to spread his word, that it was through the pushing of our apostle, Porter. It airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And that call number is 516-387-1609. I also have several books that I have written. I also have written about 25 or more books for other authors and pastors or prophets all over the world. I've been getting calls. I guess the word is out that they need to birth that baby, and the Lord has allowed me to help others do it as well. I have volumes 1 through 4 of Faith is No Accident. It's the chronological stories of how the Lord has brought me through being pronounced dead 3 times in my life, a time when my faith was so mangled, my body was mangled, that they thought I was going to have plastic surgeries on top of plastic surgeries. But God did not allow me to have one, and he healed my face and my body victoriously. Many other things that he has brought me through. And all my books are biblically based. shows you step by step how to get through whatever situation, from being molested and having cancer, and how even the Lord told me the only way he's going to heal me from cancer is that I was going to have to forgive those who had mistreated me. I was carrying a lot of unforgiveness inside of me, and God worked his miraculous healing virtues when I decided to forgive. And testimonies of how God brought me through because of prayer and faith in him. Faith is no accident. We have to actually be intentional about seeking God, seeking his word, believing his word, following after it. It's not going to just fall upon us. We have to pursue it. Even like he says, we have to pursue peace and let it overcome us. Whatever it is that you need to do in order to have a peaceful life, even if you have to, even though you know you're right, but you just take the low road and let that person be whatever or say whatever they say, you know what the truth is. So you don't have to argue your point. Just give them to God. So I have those four books, Faith is No Accident, and I have one, volume five, that I'm working on. Also, I wrote a book on dreams because God uses me through dreams a lot. He shows me things before it happens. So the book is A Dream, which is not a dream at all, because God is our dream weaver and tells the difference between a dream, a warning dream, nightmares, and all that different things. Also, I wrote a book on Harvey, the Hurricane of Hope, when we was having the big storm of Harvey here, and the Lord just showed me just the difference between the different storms while they happen, what we as children of God should be doing, how we should pray, different things like that. And also, I call it Harvey the Hurricane of Hope because even in the midst of all the devastation, people came together from all over the world, and they showed love, they showed support. They showed that even though man says that the world cannot come together, that we cannot have peace with one another, when times are traumatic like that, people came together. And for the first time in history, God allowed Houston, Texas to win the baseball, I can't even think of their name, the baseball team. First time in history they run the world record. So I thank God for that. And then he had me write a book, and I've never been married. They called me the runaway bride. But for whatever reason, the Lord had me write on marriage is a lot of work. That's what kind of scared me from marriage, because people always say it's a lot of work. I think there's nothing working in life that I have to work when there's two and two together. But God showed me how that works and what it means. So marriage is a lot of work is another book that I have out. And I'm working on one now, The Intercessors Are Praying. That'll be out real soon. You can find my books on Amazon and also under Diana Dungy, DianaDungy. Or you can contact me via email at faithaccident@yahoo.com, and or on Facebook, Faith is No Accident Books, and I could mail you autographed copies. So whichever way that you would like to get a hold of those books, just contact me and we can get them to you. You can also reach out to Minister Diane Benjamin, and she can also help you in that. And we do want to keep on, make sure that we continue to receive our late apostles' books. I have most of them, I believe, but now I'm going to have to pull them out and go back to read them all over again just so I can remember some of the things that she had taught me. But any of you have any books in your belly, you need some help getting it out, you can contact me. But I just thank God for being faithful. I thank God that he allowed us. What we go through is not even about us. It's for us to give a testimony to help others who may be going through the same thing or even worse. So that's what my books are about, to encourage, to uplift, to inspire, and let you know that you're not alone. And God did not bring you this far to leave you. God bless you. Thank you, Minister Diane Benjamin, my sister.
Amen, amen. I just enjoy hearing her. I'm sorry for you. I enjoy hearing her. I enjoy her ministering. And you know what? Read the books. Go ahead, get the books. And, oh, yeah, Pastor Dungey, I know, just dust off those books. And you'll be surprised. In your reading, you will actually hear her when you're reading. No, when someone writes you a letter, you're literally hear, well, I don't know about you all, but, you know, you hear them. You hear their voice. So I just thank God for that broadcast. I thank God for allowing you to be obedient, to continually come on this broadcast. And I just want to let you know, Pastor Dungey, that your brother said hello, good morning, and that he loves you. God is awesome. God is good. If any one of y'all on this line enjoy the broadcast, want to say something, just press the one button. Be encouraged today and know that God will never leave you nor forsake you. No matter what it is that you're going through, continue to look up. Continue to trust on God's word. Stand on it. Stand on it, and he will bring you through whatever you're going through. Whatever you're going through. Join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And hear these awesome men and women of God that continue to, you know, finding out Robbie to be on the broadcast, giving you the warning, giving you the peace, giving you the comfort, giving you the word that God allowed them at that time to give to us. Always come with a receiving heart to receive the word, to grab the word, to learn more from the word. Because when it's all said and done, all we have left is the word. Just like they say, your word is your bond. All you have left, despite and how they defame your character, talk bad about you, turn their back against you, all you have to stand on is your word. And if your word is not good, you're in terrible shape. And we know that the word of God is good. We know that the word of God is true. And people don't like the truth. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning, you can visit our Facebook page, Logion International Ministries, and click on that link and listen to it. And if you enjoy it that much, go ahead and share it, you know, with a friend, even those that call themselves your enemy. And if you have not liked or follow our page while you're on there, go ahead, like, and follow the page as well. If this broadcast continually to bless you in any which way, shape, or form, and you would like to make a donation into this radio broadcast, would like to continue to keep it on air. For those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website and hit that donation button and go ahead and fill it out. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. So join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget, tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Faith is No Accident, Pastor Diana Dungy broadcast. And I tell you, it is some awesome listening. When the word is rich, we ought not to hold it to ourselves. And that call-in number for her broadcast is 516-387-1609. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. It does not matter what church you go to, as long as you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and you come to wage war on the enemy, tearing his devil kingdom down and taking back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us, and you're serious, because we need every prayer warrior, every intercessor to come and stand together in unity, join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. That call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333 pound. Every Sunday, join us at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our Facebook Live service. For those of you that do not have Facebook, again, you can call in on that conference number and join in to the service. Again, that call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333 pound. That's every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, visit our Facebook page, hit like, follow. That way you know when we post and when we go live. And that's Logion International Ministries, City of Victory. Every Tuesday night, we have Bible talk, and it's some awesome listening, awesome teaching. And you can also join in and put your input in as well. That's every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 712-7144, code 3333 pound. Till then, be blessed and hope to see you again tomorrow.